yes, said he would not support a redistribution of teacher pensions to the community, would fight to ensure that it's fair and even and stable. And he is our guest. He's our guest, my friend.
Yes, Tony, good morning. Paul Pacelli, Brad Davis here. Thanks for joining us. Listen, this whole thing, Tony, you and I have chatted about this before. Looking ahead with Connecticut's fiscal stability or instability, Tony, over the next few years, this is really something that's got to be taken almost at a completely fresh angle here between the teacher pension obligations and the education cost sharing here. A clean sheet here? Do we have to look at this in a different way? Make changes? What do you think?
Paul, Brad, Happy New Year.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you.
Great to be on with you. Saying that, you know, it's really important to look at education. You know, educational access in Connecticut is a constitutional right to every child in this state. And that said, it is also, for most of our towns, the highest cost item in their budgets.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about the ECS formula, which is the educational cost sharing formula.
Yep.
In the past, a judge in Connecticut ruled it was arbitrary, it was capricious, and literally, it was political. And you saw that in the way the governor and the political figures allocated money to various towns.
Yeah.
There really wasn't a formula. What was positive out of the 1818 bipartisan Senate and the House in their rebuke of Governor Malloy's draconian cuts to education in selective towns that really punished a lot of people mid-budget stream, we came out with an educational cost formula that was really a formula. No kidding aside, it accounted for real factors of analysis, and we crafted an ECS formula payout for every town for a 10-year period with a redistribution phase that allowed towns to say, hey, we're going to have to take care of some of the at-risk and need urban centers or various towns.
Yeah.
We're going to redistribute that by year 7, 8, 9. Plan for it in your budget. We're going to make that shift. That was what towns wanted. It was an ECS formula that we should have a lot of pride in, and I hope that we will retain. So that is a conversation. I think all bets are off in regards to a new sheriff in town, a new governor, and a new education initiative. I hope we will retain the educational cost formula that was put in place by the bipartisan legislature.
Now, Tony,
another issue.
I want to get to the meat here. You're worried here that Ned Lamont said that he would no longer subsidize some more of the affluent communities here to the levels they were getting regarding education. Is that a real possibility?
Absolutely, because when you shift and zero out education formulas for a lot of our towns, some of the towns may not get a lot, but there's still dollars.
Yeah.
And when you increase burdens on towns, it's going to raise people's property tax.
Sure.
The two other areas, Paul and Brad, that I'm extremely concerned about is the fact we are looking at possibly, as Malloy suggested, redistributing teachers' pension liabilities to our municipalities.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sugarcoat it, but the fact is that burden can be overwhelming, increasing property taxes again.
So the cities and towns are going to have to take care of the pensions now.
That's what I was just going to say.
They were sugarcoating it. The governor.
What about the pensions?
A third. But the fact is, the burden is so possibly overwhelming and unpredictable to redistribute what is a state burden. And we might have shortfalled it for 50 years. But the problem is, you transfer that to municipalities, you're going to punish property tax owners. It translates to higher property taxes in our communities to pay for education.
Well, so you're saying that Mr. Lamont, that this is what he's going to do? Is that what you think? Is that what you're saying?
I am reading tea leaves, what I am saying is that local municipalities need to be proactive, need to let their legislators know that this redistribution of teachers' pension is unacceptable, because what is a state responsibility should not be shifted to our local municipalities and translating to impacting property taxes on local taxpayers to pay for educational responsibility in the teacher's pension that is a state's responsibility.
Yeah, so you're worried, Tony, that a state responsibility for decades is now going to get shoved in some way over to cities and towns, and that trickles down to property taxes. Here we go.
I'm extremely concerned. Governor Malloy tried to do it. There is talk about redistributing. Our pension liabilities for state employees and teachers are astronomical.
Billions.
We have to address that issue.
It's billions.
But the fact is, you shouldn't put it on the towns.
Billions of dollars, isn't it?
Billions, and it's increasing every exponentially day. And that's why I said, if you redistribute that to our towns, in the next number of years, it can be so unpredictable, the cliff, it may fall off a cliff, and the liabilities, they may say, we will give you, you'll only carry on $300 million of the burden. But the fact is, in 5 years, that burden could escalate tenfold. There is no control. There is no rhyme or reason. And we cannot, as legislators, allow that liability to impact our towns. Because, again, translation, higher property taxes for residents and towns to pay for education.
Senator, you know, I've heard this governor talk, and he doesn't sound like this is what he's going to be doing. I mean, have you talked with him? Have you sat down with him?
No, sir. And I would encourage, I would welcome that conversation. I would welcome that dialogue with my legislators. What we're looking to do, Brad, is send out a proactive message to share with people that are making decisions that this is not an acceptable way to address our teacher pension liability responsibility. We need to be proactive and manage it from a state level and not offset that burden on our local municipality. The third area that's a concern is school construction reimbursements. We need to manage what the state's responsibilities are to education and not put it off on local municipalities based upon their purported ability to pay.
Well, all going to be stuff we're going to have to watch, and it could end up with higher taxes. State Senator, Republican Tony Wong. Tony, thanks for calling, and please, if anything happens on this, give us a call. We want to keep up
right away. Right away.
Absolutely.
Thanks Tony. Appreciate it. Yep, appreciate it. So he wants local towns and cities to start banging on the walls, because if the new governor, if Ned Lamont says, and he's worried about this.
But where did he get it?
Well,
Well,
the problem is that he may be pressured into doing this because there's not enough tax revenue. So the fact that we, for years, neither side of the General Assembly was really good at funding these pensions, they may just say, well, guess what? It's on the cities and towns again. Well, good luck. Go ahead. Raise your taxes to cover it, because we don't have the money. We don't have the money.
Well, there's going to be.
Yeah.
Got to stay on top of
this. Yeah. Well, like I said, Brad, you and I have talked. There's only so much tax revenue. There's only so much money.
But this is also.
Yeah.
So much as far as where Connecticut is going.
Well,
in the future. That's very important.
Well, again, yeah. But again, there. You know, we're, as far as tax revenues, there's just not enough to pay what we owe.
Yeah. You know something?
There you go.
That's the story.
That's the problem. If you don't slow down spending, you're going to kill yourself.
That's right. Absolutely. Just hit it out of the ballpark. Okay.